Pashas Yisroi. Vayishma Yisroi, Choye Midyon, Choyse Moshe Yisroi. Here's Ace Kalasha also Kimu Moshe Yisroi Amor. All that Hashem did to Moshe and to Bnei Yisroi. Ki Hoitzi Hashem is Yisroi. Hashem took out Bnei Yisroi, Mi Mitzrayim from Mitzrayim. And Rashi brings down, why was he called Yisroi? Rashi tells us that he had seven names. Shiva Shemus Yeshuai, that Yisroi had seven names. Yesa Ruel, Yesa Yisroi, Chayvav Chever Keni Potiel, from the Mechilta, the seven names. Why was he called Yeser? And Rashi tells us because there's a parsha in the Torah added on, Va'ata Sechazer, which is later on in the parsha, when Yisroi spoke to Moshe about appointing judges to help Moshe Rabbeinu out to judge Ben Israel. Yisroi, why was he called Yisroi? Because is Gayer, when he was Megayer, Bekayim HaMitzvois, and he kept the Mitzvois. They added on one letter to his name. So Yeser now became Yisroi. A Vav was added on to his name. Baal Turim brings down. He was called Yisroi. Is Yeser Vav. Meaning he had an extra name besides the six. He had six names earlier. Now Yeser has an extra name. So Yeser Vav, extra over the six. Six names. And now he has an extra name of Yisroi. Because he became a ger and he accepted the Torah. The Imri Emes says something fascinating. So there are four people in the Torah, who had the names changed. A letter added on to the name. Either a letter substituted or a letter Yosef, added on, Avraham. Or a letter, not in the Torah, added on to the names. Who were the four?
Avraham
became Avraham.
Sarai
became Sarah. Yeser became Yisroi, and Yehoshua, Hoshea ben Nun became Yehoshua. There are four people in the Torah whose names were, a letter was added onto the names. Says the Imri Emes, if you look very closely, those are the four oisiyos of Hashem's name, Yudkei Vovkei. Avraham is a hey, Sarai, Sarah is hey and a hey. Yeser, Yisroi is the Vov, Hoshea, Yehoshua is a Yud. With the four oisiyos of Hashem's name, Yudkei Vovkei. Hashem, in each case, took a letter from his name and added it on to these people, each person for his own reason why he had a name, a letter added on. But when a name is changed, where did those letters from Hashem Havaya? Yudkei Vovkei were the letters that were added on to the four people in the Torah whose names were changed. I'm not sure what the lesson is, what the point is, but interesting idea. It was Yudkei. That it was enough from Hashem's name, Yudkei Vavkei. Rashi tells us, Vayishma Yisroi, Mashmua Shamoba. What did Yisroi hear? The pasuk doesn't say what he heard. Yisroi heard, what did Yisroi hear? What was the particular news that he heard? So Rashi brings down, he heard about Kriyas Yamsuf and Melchemes Amalek. He heard about Kriyas Yamsuf, and he heard about Melchemes Amalek, and he came. Vayishma Yisroi. And all the Bali Musa say by Yishma Yisroi. Yisroi wasn't the only one who heard about Kriyas Yamsuf and Melchemes Amalek. The whole world heard about it. Kriyas Yamsuf, the Medrash brings down that all the water in the world split. Everybody saw, in a sense, Kriyas Yamsuf. Everybody heard about it, Melchemes Amalek. By Yishma Yisroi, and only Yisroi heard. Mashmu Shomobo. What did Yisroi hear? What made the impression on Yisroi? Everybody heard, but Yisroi understood. Vayishma in Yiddish can be to hear. Her can be also mean to deher, to understand. Yisroi wasn't Vayishma, he heard, but he understood. It goes deeper than just hearing. Hearing the news, everybody heard. Yisroi deher, he understood. Vayishma Yisroi. And it made an impression on Yisroi. Melchemes Amalek, Kriyas Yamsuf. And he realized what Hashem did for Bnei Yisroel, so Yisroi came, and it caused Yisroi to go ahead and be Megayer. What a person hears makes a tremendous impression on a person. But a person's job is to react the right way to what he hears. There's some things that we hear that we should push aside, but when we hear something that causes us to have this iris, to come close to Hashem, to do tshuva, Vayishma Yisroi. We have to beher. We have to understand. We have to hear. We had a Gemara yesterday in Sechta Git and Daf Mem Hei, which Yerachmiel and Aryeh mentioned yesterday, Igush Barach. Gemara tells over the story where Rav Nachman's daughters and Rav Elish were captured by Goyim. They were kidnapped. And Rav Elish met this guy who was also a captive who understood the language of the birds. Sichas Oifos, the language of the birds. And the Gemara says there was a raven came by and Kakarule. The raven called out. So Elish asked this guy who understood the birds, what is the bird saying? And the guy told him, Elish Barach, Elish Barach. The bird is saying, Elish, run away. Elish, run away. Rav Elish said, a raven? Ravens are liars. Can't trust a raven. Then a Yaina came, and the Yaina also called out, and Elish asked the guy who understood the language of the birds, what is the Yaina saying? And the guy told him, Elish Barach, Elish Barach. Elish, run away. Elish, run away. So Elish heard that. Elish said, Chai was compared to a Yaina, Shmamino Misrache Shwinisa. Vaisla said, nice will happen to me. And Elish, at the end of the story, Elish runs away and he's saved. So we were in the Gemara last night, and somebody asked, did Elish understand the language of the birds or not? So Parsha the Gemara's Mashma, that if Elish didn't understand, the Gilyan Ashas brings down. We didn't have time for it last night. So the Gilyan Ashas brings down from the Aruch. That the Aruch brings a raya from this Gemara, the Rav Elish yada sichas oifos. Rav Elish understood the language of the birds. And it says, the Gilyan Ashas, kvari sigoi besev besev de hadoiros, the kam mashma behepach. And say that Doiris says it's mashma, just the opposite of the Gemara. If Elish understood the birds, why did he have to ask this guy what the birds are saying? So the story is clearly mashma, he didn't understand the language of the birds. That's how Rav Akiva Eigel leaves it. Chaim Shmulevitz says over, a very deep understanding into human nature. Says B'chaim Shmulevitz, Fakert, Elish heard, Elish understood the language of the birds. And Elish still had to ask the guy, did you hear it also? Did you hear what I heard? People hear what they want to hear. Two people can hear the same thing, and he hears it his way, and he hears it his way. Every person has their own natiya, their own justification, their own way of understanding. Elish was afraid that he heard Elish run away. Maybe that's not what the bird really said. Maybe he's imagining it. Maybe it's wishful thinking. Maybe it's not what he heard. He wanted to double check with the guy. Did you hear it also? What did you hear? So he asked him, did you hear it also? The guy said, yeah, Elish Barach, Elish Barach. Then he heard it from the Yaina. And again, Rav Elish was afraid to trust himself because a person hears what he wants to hear. So he had to ask the guy, did you hear what I heard? Did you hear? What did you hear? Elish Barach, Elish Barach. Elish, run away, run away. He wanted to make sure that what he heard was correct. We all hear. Person has to know what he hears. He has to make sure what he's hearing is the emes, it's what he really heard. And then he has to understand what he heard and how to use it. By Yishma Yisrael. Yisrael heard, Yisrael knew how to use it. The whole world heard, and they remained who they were. It didn't change anything. It's similar to what Chaim Shulevitz says, by the Shivcha Bariyam. By the Shivcha Bariyam, Zakeli Van Veyu, Chazal tell us that a Shivcha Bariyam saw what the Novi Yecheskel Ben Buzi didn't see. She saw more than the Novi Yecheskel saw. The Shivcha Bariyam was on a higher Madrega than Yecheskel. But she still remained a Shivcha. A day later, she was the same Shivcha that she was a day before. She saw, she heard, but it didn't internalize. It wasn't taken in, and therefore she remained the same shivcha that she was. When a person hears, something happens, has to make a rush on a person. It has to affect a person. By Yishma Yisrael. Yisrael understood. And a person who takes and understands when things happen, that he can grow from it, it's his Irus. By Yishma Yisrael. You zeichet to Kabbalah Satira, Yisrael, an extra passion of Taira, zeichet by Yishma Yisrael. Unfortunately tonight, right before we came to share, we all heard the news. Rabelski was Neftal Shalom, and unfortunately Altfilis ran out of steam, and Bezin Shemayla decided differently than we decided. By Yishma, you have to hear. When a tzaddik passes away, we're all affected. A tzaddik watches over the door, protects the door. Who's going to watch over us? And we all have to feel the loss. Chazal tells us, love is moir demois, so love cries over the loss of a neshami of a tzaddik, a neshami that's kosher. Those tears are very chavah. Hashem Baruch Hu saves those tears. I'm probably the last person to say over any debri hasbid, and that's not what I intend to do. I just want to be ma'ira that all of us should feel it. Think for a few minutes what it means to lose a gadol, a paisik, a ma'ira, what it means to us as Klal Yisrael as a whole when a gadol passes on. Vayishma. Don't just let it slide by. It's news. I heard it. You heard? I heard also. Vayishma. Take it. Internalize it. Vayishma, yes, right. Let it make a roshim. Sit back. Think a little bit. What we had, what we lost, what will be with all the Torah that was lost. Vayishma, yes, right. Let's internalize it and feel it a little bit. And if someone can be married the mois, it's very, very harsh if someone's married the mois over the patir of a tzaddik. Later on in the parasha, the pasuk tells us, "Vayichan Yisrael keneged har." Right before, right after Revi, in Perek Yutes, pasuk Beis, "Vayisu meirfidim, vayavoyu midbar Sinai, vayachanu b'midbar, vayichan sham Yisrael neged har." Klal Yisrael rested, camped keneged Har Sinai. And Rashi brings down, it says, "Vayichan awashin yachid." Before it said, "Vayisu meirfidim," they traveled to awashin rabim. Here it says, "Vayichan," and he rested. And Rashi tells us, "Ki ish echod b'leiv echod." When they came for Kabbalah Satayra, they came together, b'achdus. In order to be Makabal the Tayra, Klal Yisrael had to be together. They couldn't have been each one separate. Klal Yisrael had to come together, ki ish echod b'leiv echod, for Kabbalah Satayra. And that's why it says, "Aloshin yachid, v'ayichan shom Yisrael k'neged har." I know he said a story over in the past, but I think Mipashishcha says over the following Marshall story. There was once a big bear, and he had the fanciest horses in the world, the best horses in the world. Arabian horses, Indian horses, the best horses in the world, and coaches and wagons, and he traveled in style. One day he goes out for a ride, he's going with his two horses pulling the coach, and it starts to rain, and the rain comes down very heavy, the road becomes very muddy, and his mud in front, mud behind them, and there's no choice but for the horses to pull the coach through the mud. And as the horses are pulling the coach through the mud, they get stuck. And no matter what the horses do, and no matter what the driver does to whip the horses and force the horses to turn one way, turn the other way, the horses just get stuck deeper and deeper in the mud and they can't get out. Meanwhile, a little farmer comes by with his rickety wagon and his two scrawny little horses. They come to the mud, and they start going, they get a little stuck, the farmer takes out the whip, gives them the zets, and lo and behold, the two scrawny little horses pull the wagon right out, and they no trouble going through the mud. And the gevir with his fancy wagon, his fancy horses are stuck right in the middle. And he says to the farmer, "Can you explain it to me? How come your scrawny, thin little horses were able to pull your wagon out of the mud? And my fancy horses, the fastest, the best in the world, can't pull my coach out of the mud? Why are your horses better than mine?" And the farmer says, "It's simple. You see my two horses? They're brothers. These two horses are brothers. When I whip one of them, I hit one of them, they both fail it. The other one fails it also. So when I hit one of them, and they know they have to work hard, they work together. And when they work together, they're able to pull the wagon out of the mud. But your horses, one of yours, where are your horses from? One's an Arabian horse, one's an Indian horse. These two horses, each one's trying to show off who's better. So when they're stuck in the mud, the Arabian horse is trying to pull and show he could pull the wagon out of the mud. So he's pulling one way. The horse from India is trying to show he's better. He could pull it out the other way. And each one is trying to show he's better. They're not working together. And the wagon remains stuck in the mud. The coach remains stuck in the mud. When there's achdus, Klal Yisrael could overcome all the nisyonos, all the challenges. When there's no achdus, we're separate. Each one's pulling in one direction, trying to go here, trying to go here. We're stuck in the mud. We remain stuck where we can't move on. When it came to Har Sinai, Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Har, Klal Yisrael rested Neged Har Sinai. In order to have Kabbalah Satayra, there had to be achdus in Klal Yisrael. Had to be Ki'ish Echod B'Leiv Echod. Had to be everybody together, without machlokes, without any fights. everybody came to Kabbalah Satayra Ke'isha Echad. And only when it's Ke'isha Echad B'Leiv Echad can be Zaychet to Kabbalah Satayra. When they left Refidim was by Yisu. They traveled, Roshim Rabin. They were different. Well, Machlaikas and no arguments. But when they came to Har Sinai, it was Ke'isha Echad. It was Ke'isha Echad B'Leiv Echad. The Pasuk continues in Pasuk Hey and Vav. Perikutas hay involved. Viato im shumay tishmu bekayli ushmatim es brisi. And now if you listen to my voice, you watch my bris, the yisim li segula mikol ha'amim kili kol aretz. You'll be for me a treasure of all the nations because the whole land belongs to me. Viatem tihu li mamlechas kayhanim v'goy kodosh. And you should be for me a kingdom of kayhanim and a holy nation. Eile ha'dvarim, these are the words ashetadaber that you should speak el b'nei Yisrael to b'nei Yisrael. V'atem tiyuli mamleches kaihanim v'gloi kodosh. And the Benesh Chai has a beautiful marshal. We said over in the past, but the point is so apropos and so relevant to us today. There was a man, he's browsing the stores, walking through the big city, browsing the store windows, window shopping, looking in all the windows for some interesting items, what he could buy to bring home. And he looks in the window, and he sees in one window a chicken. And the chicken is jumping around, walking from one side to the other side. And he looks closer, something doesn't quite look right. Looks like a chicken, and then he notices it's not a real chicken, it's a robot. A robot, a chicken, a mechanical rooster, a mechanical chicken walking around in the window. And he's sitting there watching it jump around, move around, and it makes noise, almost the real thing, almost the real thing. And he's sitting there mesmerized by this mechanical robot, this chicken. And finally he decides, I have to have it. I have to have it. He goes into the store, and he says to the store owner, how much does it cost? And the store owner tells him it costs 10 gold coins. He looks at the store and he says, 10 gold coins? Are you out of your mind? A regular chicken costs only a half of a coin. Doesn't cost anywhere near as much. A regular chicken lays eggs. A regular chicken I could eat, I could use, and this robot I can't use for anything at all. It doesn't lay eggs, I can't eat it, I can't do anything with it. How come you're charging so much for this mechanical chicken? And the store owner says, that's your answer. Chickens are a dime a dozen. There are so many chickens around, you can find a chicken wherever you go. Hashem made millions of chickens. But this robot, this mechanical chicken, is only one of its kind. It's the only one in the whole world. There's nothing else like it. And since it's the only one of its kind, therefore, it's worth more. It's man-made, and because it's man-made, and it's the only one of its kind, it costs so much. Says the Ben Ishchai, V'yatem tiyuri mamleches kaihanem v'goy kadosh. And a person will say to himself, Hashem needs me for Kedusha. Hashem wants Kedusha. Shemayim, Malachim, Leifanim, Srofim, Chayes HaKadosh. You have so much Kedusha in Shemayim. Hashem needs us. Hashem means us people down here to be a Goy Kadosh. Kedusha? In Shemayim it's filled with Kedusha. Teretz says, you're right. In Shemayim it's filled with Kedusha. Millions of Malachim. Those are all made by Hashem. Hashem says, no. I want man-made. I want to see what a person can do. A person down here in this world, with his Yetzirah, with his challenges, with his tests, with all of the situations that a person has to go through, I want to see from their Kedusha, a Goy Kadosh. That's unique in the world. There's no other nation in the world that could become a Goy Kadosh besides for B'nai Yisrael. All the other nations in the world, we know what they're like, we know who they are, and they show their true colors. Hashem says, but to me, it's special to have in this world one nation that's a Goy Kadosh. And that one nation in this world, B'nai Yisrael, is the Goy Kadosh, is worth more than all of the Malachim, all of the Srafim, I found in the Chayes HaKadosh, it's worth more because it's down here with all of the Nisyonis and all of the Yetzirahs that we have. Ve'atem tiyuri mamleches kaihanim v'goy kadosh. Be for me mamleches kaihanim and be a goy kadosh. And next time we have an Nisyon, we have a challenge, we have a situation, let's remember that it counts. Our Kedusha, what we do, has an important effect on the whole world. Goy Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be the goy kadosh in the world among all of the Goyim. We come to the Aseres HaDibros, Sheishis Yomem Tavoy Basisa Kamalach Decha. In the mitzvah of keeping Shabbos, The Pasuk tells us, in Perek Chof, Pasuk Tes, 6 days work and do all your melacha. Shabbos, the 7th day is Hashem. Don't do any melacha. Rabbeinu Bachai, right here on this pasuk, and I'm quoting word for word, says the following. Says Rabbeinu Bachai. Sheshes yomim tavoid, v'asisa kom lachtecha. Yoima, the pasuk is teaching us, kosheshes yomim, all the 6 days, efshalach, it's possible, shetavoid is Hashem yisbarach, that we could serve Hashem all 6 days, imasiyas kom lachtecha, by doing your melacha. Doing your regular melacha that you do, the regular work that you do, that's how we serve Hashem during the 6 days of the week. Ke'inyin ha'avos, just like the avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, shehayu oivdim as Hashem yisbarach, they served Hashem, im avoidas amiknam, being shepherds with the sheep, ushar and yam gufnim, and all the other nyorim that they did. So the 6 days of the week, you serve Hashem, tava, by doing your melacha, and you do it to serve Hashem. But the 7th day, Shabbos, kula yiyah shmukecha, entirely belongs to Hashem. Why sasa kol melacha, don't do melacha on Shabbos. Kach shemati b'shem haRambam zal. So you heard b'shem haRambam. So says Rabbi Abachai on this pasuk. Sheishes yom tavoid v'asisa kol melachtecha. That's also part of the Aseres HaDibros. 6 days a week you could work, and by doing your melacha, your melacha itself is a way of serving, is a way of serving Hashem. If you open up Arachayim, Siman Reish Raman Aleph, the Siman is entitled, the heading is, Shekol Kavanoisov Ushem Shemayim. That whatever a person does, all his Kavanah should be Ushem Shemayim. It's good to look at short Siman one sif, Machab and the Ramah, it's very worthwhile to learn aside. Whatever a person does, eating, drinking, sleeping, whatever he does, a person could turn any action that he does into an Avodas Hashem. It depends what his Kavanah is. He eats, he drinks in order to be able to have kayach to serve Hashem. He sleeps to be able to be well rested to serve Hashem. It all turns into kavanosav Hashem Shem. It's all way of serving, it's all way of serving Hashem. When a person goes to work, so if you ask any of us why we go to work for, okay, to earn money, fine. And if you go a step further, and why are we concerned about earning money? What is a yid the answer? To earn money? To be able to buy food for Shabbos. To be able to face chalimut. To be able to give money to tzedakah, and so on and so on. And yid is molei mitzvahs, filled with mitzvahs. Tremendous kayach that we have, that we can take the everyday activities that we do, and turn it into a dvar mitzvah. And we said this over many times, but that's the pshat, that Omer Rechanan ben Akashi Oimeh, Ratzah Karish Baruch Hu Lezakoy, says Yisrael, Lefichach Hebrahem Tairo Mitzvahs. Hashem wanted to be Mezakah Kar Yisrael, so He gave us many Tairo Mitzvahs. And the question is, it's just the opposite. The Hashem wants to be mezakos, make it easier for us, give us the less Tyro mitzvahs, not as many. Teretz says, no. Hashem gave us this chus that no matter what we do, no matter where we are, no matter what situation we're in, there's always a way of doing a mitzvah. We can take every opportunity that we have, every situation that we're in, and turn it into a mitzvah. From the time a person wakes up in the morning, to the time a person goes to sleep at night, you can take the whole day and turn it into a dvar mitzvah. Ratzah Kodesh Baruch Hu Lezakos. Hashem gave us tremendous chus to Klal Yisrael that wherever we are, whatever time it is, we could always use it to serve Hashem well by doing Torah and mitzvahs. The last of the Aseres HaDibros, right before Shvi, Perkhof Pasuk Yudalid, Vaysach Moed Beis Reyecha, Vaysach Moed Eishes Reyecha, Va'avdoi, Va'amosoi, V'shoiroi, V'chamoiroi, V'chom Asher Reyecha. The last of the Aseres HaDibros is Vaysach Moed. Don't desire what belongs to your friend. Don't desire your friend's house, friend's wife, his eved, his maid, his ox, his chamor, the chol asher reyecha, anything that he has. And I said this over a few times, but it's a very powerful word. And if a person hears it, it makes life a lot easier. The pasuk ends off, the chol asher reyecha, everything that your friend has. If that's the case, why does the pasuk enumerate a bias? Just say, don't desire whatever your friend has. Doesn't that include his house? And doesn't it include Avdoi, his Eved, his Shor, his Chamor? Why does the Pasuk spell out, don't desire A, B, C, D, and everything that he has? Just say, short and sweet. Loisachmoy, don't desire, koyla shelariyachol, whatever your friend has. And Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky Zatzal says over a beautiful insight. Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky says over, the posse is teaching us a lesson. Our eyes look, our eyes see. Look at that house, look at that car, look what he has. Oh, if only I have to have it. I need it also. Says the Pasuk, hold on a second. Hold on a second. Do you know what else is going on in your friend's house? Mm-hmm. It's true, on the outside, it might look rosy. He might have something that you don't have. But do you know what else is happening by him? Do you know what happens behind closed doors? Do you know what's happening with his children? Do you know what's happening at home? Do you know what's happening in his family? What else is happening? Do you know all his problems? All the responsibilities that he has? All the tzaras that he has? You only know what you see with your eyes. Hashem says, you really want what he has? You want that car? You want that house? You should know it's a package deal. I'll give it to you, but it comes with everything else that he has. If you're going to get that, I'll give you everything else that he has also. Everything hidden behind the scenes, that's not visible, that you don't know about, all his problems, all the tzaras. Don't desire the house, the Eved, the Omer, the Shor, the Chamor. You want it? You want that? Sure. Okay. But just remember, there's a package. It comes with everything that he has, all the problems, all the tzaras, all the responsibilities. It comes with everything that he has. The expression in English is, the grass is always greener on the other side. But as soon as we come to the other side, the grass is a lot greener from where we started out from. We see, we don't understand. The pasuk is warning us, don't be jealous of somebody else. Don't desire what somebody else has, because you don't know what comes along with it. And if a person will know the whole story, he'd realize he's a lot better off with what he has. And therefore the pasuk ends off, v'choyel Hashem aliyecho. Don't desire something specific, because if you do, it comes with everything, it comes with everything else. Loisachmoid is the list of Aseret HaDibrois, not to desire what somebody else has. It's a tremendous nisoyim. It's hard, we're human beings, but we have the kayach to overcome it. We're Amalmechas Kehanim, we're Kodosh, we have the ability to overcome all of the nisoyimus. So let's face the nisoyimus that we have, and Mishnah must be mechazik the learning, especially tonight, tomorrow. Elias Neshama of Belsky, who is now is a very time between the Kfura, between the Petira and the Kfura, and we should feel it. Feel that a tzaddik left us in the world. Feel that a tzaddik leaves the world. Feel that a tzaddik is missing. Feel it. He should be made a tzioshe for all of us. Schus for all of us. We should all be zayich to see Rufus Yeshuas Nechomas. We should always let us see the Sheikh's came here and remain on me.